And those symbols have meaning. Stay with me. To the untrained person, go back to last week, to the untrained person who would pick up Gary's architectural rendering, the design of the house that he's building on the beach, you would look at those things, and a lot of that, you would have no idea what they mean. Because you're not a builder, and you're not an architect, right? Look, y'all, when we go around and talk to people, when we sing and praise, when we say things like this, to the, quote, uninitiated, that's what that means, you know, mysterion. It's not just a mystery. It's hidden for those that are initiated. To those who don't know any of these things, who haven't experienced it, to those who haven't, who Jesus hasn't revealed who the Father is, when you say things like that to them, they don't know what you mean because they don't get it. They don't understand it. Just like those symbols on the page, on the drawing of the design of a house or a building, you have to know what you're looking for before you're going to see it. John, in the very first verse, and the very, it wasn't a verse then, it was just, remember, it was a letter. And he wrote, in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, before, go look at Proverbs 8, before the earth was framed, before anything had happened, before the waves, the water was on the face of the deep, Jesus was already there, just not in the body that was born out from Mary. He was already there. All of the design, all of the intent. And I, personally, am very excited about the opportunity in eternity to see what those words look like. I'm sorry, I just think about stuff. I want to know what, I mean, you realize God spoke and things happened, right? Well, the speaking is the word. The plan was there. He spoke what was in the plan. What did that look like? I want to know, right? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Whoa, how does that work? Because God is, as we said several weeks ago, He's existence. He is everything. Everything, and we say it came out from Him, and we say those things because we have to try to get the image in our mind. But they're not really out from. They are. I heard that laugh.
They were already here and we're just now.
Well, no, they are. Like, we talk about like the world, you know, God made the world and there's the world, right? The substance that makes up the planet is still Him. That's where, you know, and again, we say that's where it came from. I get it because we got to understand it, but that's what it is. Okay, golly. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same as in the beginning with God. All things, that's what we just said, all things were made through Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the word men there is anthropos. Okay, when it's plural, it's perfectly okay. Translate it, mankind, because you're talking about everybody. Okay, that would be men, women, children, all of the humans, okay? Everybody. And you can't see that except in your mind. Well, why is that? Because you weren't there. And it's already happened. You read, he reveals, the Spirit shows. Well, Mark, I thought that was our spirit. Yes. Okay? But you don't see with your spirit. You see with your mind. The images. I'm having so much fun. Y'all are like, oh, wow. The images are in your mind. Now, we're talking John stuff here, right? I find this totally fascinating. So at that point, I'm kind of back to myself. That kind of ends that story. But I was thinking, you know, in his epistle, his letter that he wrote, didn't he say kind of the same thing? So if you want to, you can look over to 1 John, first chapter. The first verse. Listen, we're told that the epistles of John, those first, second, third of the letters, were written in the early 90s AD. Okay? Jesus left, ascended to the Father after the resurrection, somewhere around 33 AD. So roughly 60. Y'all feel like y'all been around for a long time? Roughly 60 years had passed since Jesus ascended to the Father. Been a while. And yet, John starts this letter with the exact, basically, almost exact same thing. In the first verse, he said, that which was from the beginning, that which we have heard, akouo, not just physical hearing, but like you got it, okay? That which we have heard, that which we have horao, seen with the mind, with our eyes. Wait a minute, Mark. It says see with your eyes. No, when you put horao in there, you know, we have a phrase we use. We say the eyes of our understanding. Paul wrote that down. The eyes of your understanding are enlightened that you may come to know the expectation of his invitation. Right? That's what it says. And I can prove that to you. That is exactly what he says. He's talking about with your mind, the eyes of your mind, the eyes of your understanding, because the very next phrase is that which we have looked upon.